Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, to the NFL, where we don't have a, we don't have a great weekend. We got the Rams and Jags in London. They're playing at Wembley. I was reading where the Rams are only getting there like 24 hours.
That's kind of dumb.
Before the game.
You got to get acclimated, man, especially from the West Coast. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, that is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Jaguars are, I mean, they're kind of considered like Europe's team, right?
Yeah, because, they've been over there a bunch.
Yeah, because they're the closest travel-wise. I think it's like just under 6 hours or whatever it is from Jacksonville. But yeah, with an added, what, 4 or 5 hours across the rest of the country, man, that's shocking to me. Those guys, the Rams are my team. And I will say that my dad and I have not been in agreeance with everything McVay's been doing. They live good this season at times, but God, man, just, you know, that was on me. Like, are we going to hear if they lose this game? Well, you know, the travel decision, that was on me, guys. You know, like, I don't want to
hear. Well, you kind of have a decent, you have a decent Sean McVay impression.
That was on me, guys. I wish
He's
I were
a little goober, isn't he?
I wish I were as handsome as him and made as much money as him. But other than that, yes, he is a goober.
Yeah, he doesn't really explain why. He just said, we'll be traveling to London tonight. We'll get there tomorrow morning, have a walkthrough, and then let guys be able to relax and get some rest. Then we'll be ready to kick off at 2:30 London time. Guys are excited. I mean, he didn't really explain why they... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, just a non-answer, yeah.
Right. I would imagine... Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing there is a better way to... You know, plan your travel to get over there. And I'm sure some team... I mean, I don't know.
From what I've read, usually teams try to get over there Thursday, Friday. Sunday morning game, so that's, you know, what, early Sunday our time. So, yeah, they're cutting a lot of hours short and kind of cutting it close trying to get acclimated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man.
You would think that the Rams would know, what am I trying to say? If there were a way that is best practice, it would be, they could find it.
Yeah.
You know, without having to go through the trial and error. But that seems a little puzzling. So, bet on the Rams at your own risk. I don't know. Rams, Jags. And, you know, the Jags bring me no joy. I can't stand watching Trevor Lawrence and those guys. And I'm still bitter over the Chiefs blowing that game to them Monday night. Lost a bunch of money on that. But we got that one. We've got Chiefs, Raiders, who cares? Saints, Bears, who cares? How about this? You want to see a game that will set football back 50 years. I give you Dolphins at Browns, Tua versus Dylan Gabriel, a 94% chance of rain and winds steady at 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. I give you that football game. The over-under was over 40. It is now like 37. Dude.
It's a good thing fantasy exists, because it's the only reason. Like, any of those receivers getting anything? No? Okay, never mind.
That's going to be bad. Although I will say, I'm rooting for Dylan Gabriel.
It doesn't look good for him.
I mean, he looks fine.
Yeah.
But he looks about what we thought. Like, he's just not... I don't know, he can... He all right. Good decisions. I mean, they're 1-5. Like, they never... We talked about this with Flacco. The Browns are never going to have a good quarterback. It just... if Deshaun Watson wasn't good when he went there, I mean, like, that's still one of the most inexplicable things in sports. How did Deshaun Watson all of a sudden suck?
But
because he was really good in Houston.
I would say a lot of the off-the-field problems can really... I mean, it was... What did Antonio Pierce, we found out after he got fired as coach of the Raiders, that he was involved in, like, a lawsuit while he was the head coach. So he's devoting his mental time, you know, to trying to figure that out on this personal stuff. I'm just saying, man, when you don't have the ability to focus 110% on football like that, rightfully so, he's an a-hole. Like, don't hang out with people like that. Don't support people like that. But there's many reasons, I think, why his focus was probably taken off the field.
Yeah, that, and he played for the Browns.
And, Nick Chubb. I mean, I think they had Jonnu Smith at one point with him a couple of years ago. They had Nick Chubb. Like, they had some weapons, but did they ever have an offensive line? No.
Not really.
Yeah.
And Stefanski's an offensive guy, too.
I know.
It's just so weird to see Joe Flacco, you know, go to Cincinnati and just tear it up. Throws 47 times. They ran a read option, for heaven's sakes. I mean.
Ever thought you'd see that,
man? Awesome.
I know.
So anyway, Dylan Gabriel, rooting for him, but that is a, like, if there's one team you don't want to go to as a rookie quarterback, it's the Browns. So maybe they're doing Shedeur Sanders a favor by not throwing him out there. But I don't think Gabriel, at least so far from what I've seen from him, I don't think he looks awful. He's not a star. He's not going to be a star. And he's certainly not going to, he's not set up for success in Cleveland. So we've got, what else we have? We have Eagles, Vikings. I don't know what to make of the Eagles. I kind of don't know what to make of the Vikings. That's weird. Carson Wentz is starting.
Oh, yeah. So JJ's not back. I heard he might be back.
Yeah, I think he's close.
Okay.
But they're starting Wentz.
All right.
The Carson Wentz revenge game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We've got Panthers, Jets. My God. Giants, Broncos. Now, here's a good one. Colts, Chargers. That's a good game. Because as much as I keep waiting for the Colts to come back down to earth, they're kind of not. And the Chargers are a little banged up. That is a good football game. Chargers in LA hosting the Colts. We've got Commanders, Cowboys. I would expect Dallas to bounce back there. I don't love what I'm seeing from the Commanders. And then Monday night, Bucks, Lions, but, you know, I don't know, Baker is missing his top four targets, or his top three targets, and Bucky Irving. So they're banged up. Lions probably get right there. And then our Seahawks taking on your Texans on Monday night as well.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Not the best week in the NFL.
Probably not.
Niners taking on... Niners, he's lamenting a single by Barger to lead off the fifth. I do believe that three of the I'm also hosting a radio program, so I'm not sure about this, but I do believe in three of the five innings, Toronto has gotten their leadoff man on base. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're right, and that's been happening.
And they have not scored.
And games one and two, they were getting leadoff guys on as well. There were actually a lot of jams that pitchers had to get out of. So
okay, so they're warming up Matt Brash. Who's also going mustache. He's going... So the mustache is... You know, Dan Wilson's mustache is sensational. Oh, they're taking him out.
Wow. I'm kind of shocked at that. I don't know if I like that decision, man. I like the way Miller's been throwing tonight. Only 56 pitches in. Aggressive with the bullpen, yes, but I like Brash there. Well, who's...
Brash is coming in. And so Miller leaves with the mustache. His is a little, I don't know, it's not the strongest mustache. Now Brash is coming in with the new mustache. So it's you know.
I mean, it's an opportunity for a fresh bullpen arm, well, for another mustache, to go against the bottom of the lineup here. I think that's what Dan Wilson is trying to go at here.
I'm surprised Mariner fans haven't taken the Dan Wilson mustache and kind of run with it.
Oh, it's been run with.
Like a fake mustache.
Oh, no.
People wearing mustaches.
People are wearing
good.
All around T-Mobile Park, there was even a fake mustache placed on the famous Dave Niehaus statue out in center field. So it's all over the place.
I tell you what, Dan Wilson looks pretty solid with a stash.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks not like just curmudgeon old dad, but
yeah,
like,
he looks like he should be taken seriously.
Yeah, trusted old man that you want to hear something from. Yeah.
Wise old sage.
Like, what does he have to say about this?
So I've got one piece of audio to play for you before we move on here, and it's Jonathan Gannon, who is the Cardinals coach. This is so bizarre. The guy is a grade-A red ass, and he was in a press conference yesterday because they've got a ton of injuries, and this is how it ended.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces? When's the first time that you can recall that?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
And then he gets up and walks out. What is up with this guy? Dude, I'm telling you, he's not long for that job.
Social cues, man. Social cues.
God, weird.
Did he not think about how that would land?
No.
Obviously not.
He doesn't care. If you didn't hear, it was the question was, well, here, I'll play it again for you. Listen closely.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces? When's the first time that you can recall that?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
So the question, it was just, when was the first time you had to realize that, like, bad things were going to happen and you had to take the emotion out of coach? Anyway, he's talking about Mike Vick. He was on Atlanta staff when Vick went to jail. I should ask Joey about him, Jonathan Gannon. I wonder if he has Jonathan Gannon stories. Anyway, Gannon, so weird. Real quick, I'm going to look up the do this for you real quick here. So the next coach fired odds, which I always love. We spend an inordinate amount of time talking about it here for some reason. It's been Mike McDaniel most of the year. He is still the favorite. Yeah, Gannon, well, he's still at 3,000. Pretty crazy.
It's a good ticket.
That is a good ticket. Yeah, McDaniel is still the favorite to get fired next, and he might. Although Aaron Glenn, sneaky too. 0-6.
I think Aaron Glenn's gone. I mean, he's lost the team already.
But it's his first season.
But you can just tell. You can tell he's in over his head, man. So we're going to give him another year, and it's going to be, what, next year it's going to be 2-15 again. Then the Jets will be like, okay, uncle, we need to make another hire. It doesn't matter if they fire him this year or next?
Well, it doesn't, but I do think that there is, you know, especially because he's African-American, if you have, you know, you got to give him at least the season. Like, that is not going to play well if the black coach gets fired mid-season of his first year. There's already a narrative out there about black coaches get fired way faster than white coaches if they have bad seasons. So there's that whole thing out there. I'm not sure the Jets even care about that, but I don't know. I would imagine
it's a valid point.
Glenn gets the year, but yes, they are terrible. He is objectively, like, it's weird. He just has no. The team just looks bad in every phase.
I mean,
like, he's just not even coaching them.
Didn't Frank Reich get canned after a year in Carolina? Like,
yes, a lot of coaches have gotten canned after a year. Like, what I'm saying, he is in his, you're saying, we're talking about next coach fire.
Yeah.
So that means during the season. There's going to be another one during the season. You know there is. So I just don't think they'll fire him during the season. I bet you he only gets 1 year with the Jets. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe place that wager. I'm telling you, my money's going on Jonathan Gannon, plus 3,000. I think he's the next coach out of there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.